Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day. Trying to stay cool. I am afraid the new norm for our high temperatures in June here are in this 105 to 110 range. Used to be it was right around, 100, 101. But with this climate change, I really think, at least this June anyway, it looks like we're going to be upper 105, 110 range really for the next 10 days, waiting for the rains to come. We're live here on Buckmaster, AM 1030 KVOI, our home station, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are podcasting the program, so you can hear the program anytime, anywhere at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. Today's program, we will get things going with our expert in Washington and on governmental affairs. He is Buckmaster Show contributor Terry Bracey, 20 past the hour certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Money Maker Report. And Shelley's smile today indicates it's not really that great a day on the market, but there's a lot to talk about. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. And we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040. You can also follow us on Facebook. We have a very active presence on Facebook, and you can find us at Bill Buckmaster. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from the nation's capital, Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He has enjoyed a long and distinguished career. Beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall, he went on to serve in high-level positions under four presidents of both parties. Terry is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project in the nation's capital. Terry, how is the weather there? Is it any cooler than, I hope it's cooler than what we've been experiencing, my goodness.
Oh, it boy. Would have to be cooler. Oh. My word.
Well, we're
I've
having...
been in Tucson in June many times, but boy, this is a hot one.
It really is. It's a hot Whoa. June. And the hot news story, as you know, news that the government has amassed records on nearly all telephone calls in the United States for at least 7 years and has the ability to tap into internet traffic. I, for one, wasn't really all that surprised that some of this was going on, and I think my views are, I think, in the majority of Americans. But, Terry, what is surprising is the extent, I think, of the intelligence-gathering community in this country.
Well, Bill, we talked about this, and maybe our listeners would benefit by hearing a little bit more about the size of the U.S. intelligence community, which is really in a world by itself with its own requirements for hiring, its own universities, its own training venues, its own ethics, its own weapons system, and its own command structure, which is unlike anything else to be encountered in government. You know, when I first served in the sub-cabinet in the 1970s in the midst of the Cold War, there were maybe several thousand federal employees who qualified with top security clearances. Today, more than 800,000 civil servants and outside consultants hold that designation.
Wow.
So simultaneously, we've got a budget for intelligence operation which now reaches into almost every branch of government that's gone in four decades from hundreds of millions to $50
billion. It's huge.
That budget, yeah, and pays a salary of 100,000 highly trained federal employees who operate our intelligence agencies.
And, Terry, it really goes into, I believe, 16 separate operating agencies.
Well, it does. We don't have time to go through all of them, but Let me start by saying we start with the Director of National Intelligence, who has a small staff that oversees the operations of these 16 agencies, many of which, frankly, have overlapping responsibilities. But let's take a look at three key agencies that focus on one enemy, really terrorism. First is the Central Intelligence Agency. which is an outgrowth of the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, which is formed under the leadership of Wild Bill Donovan during World War II. You know, spies have always played a key role in warfare, but it wasn't until the 1940s that the United States actually organized its activities under one roof. And then after the war, President Truman shut the doors of OSS and replaced it with the CIA. In the Foreign Intelligence Act of 1947, the rules and regulations for foreign spying operations took shape, and this is still perhaps our most respected intelligence agency whose employees are highly recruited and some of the most talented people in government.
Then you've got the National Security Agency known as the NSA, and that's the group that's been under the microscope here lately in the last few days.
Right, and that was born in the early 1950s, and the agency came alive as technology advanced from the age of telephone to the world of television, then the computer and beyond. It's now headquartered near Baltimore in a building the size of the Pentagon. They say you could put 25 U.S. capitals inside it.
Oh, man.
This agency operates satellites and every other form of monitoring technology. It's responsible for the collection of foreign signals and communications and also for protecting our own computers from hacking. NSA is basically the intelligence community's information bank. It's designed to be largely passive in that it does not act on intelligence gathered, but rather turns that over to other agencies, and its operations of this agency, which in the age of terrorism have expanded into the collection of domestic intelligence, computers and telephone calls and all the stuff we're talking about today.
And of course, the FBI has always had, well, at least for more than 100 years, the FBI has been involved in looking for spies and such.
Right. It began in 1902, actually, but got its current charter as the FBI in 1935. And in many ways, it's supposed to be the domestic equivalent of the CIA. The priorities of the FBI have kind of varied over the years. Even though most of its arrests today are for bank robbery, the agency's top priority now is domestic terrorism. And this was made clear after 9/11 with the passage of the Patriot Act in 2002. So presumably, groups within the FBI take raw data provided by the Information Bank, which is NSA, and use it to assist in heading off terrorist attacks. And, you know, Bill, only infrequently do we hear about an attack being averted, but from the point of view of one who has been in government, I tend to believe that these attacks are frequent and often spoiled by the agency.
I would agree with you. And I think the concern, though, right now, Terry, is the protection. What protection does the public have against unnecessary snooping?
Well, we get it on two levels. First, the judiciary. The Chief Justice appoints a 7-member federal district court panel, which sits as something called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and it holds secret sessions to hear appeals for warrants. Now, while the judges are appointed for a term and can't be removed, frankly, they rarely turn down requests. I think since 1978, now this is an estimate, it was founded in 1978. The court has handled about 20,000 requests and turned down fewer than 10. So that's one level of protection that we have. And the second line of protection are the intelligence committees of the House and Senate, and that's where the complaints are coming from in the last few weeks. Congress is regularly briefed on intelligence operations, including the latest controversy. And while it can't make these briefings public, Congress can offer legislation to reform bad practices. Bill, they actually go into a vault. Members of Congress can only read our intelligence information when they're in a vault.
Wow.
Up on Capitol Hill, and they've got to spend a lot of time in there to have any effect.
Terry Bracey is with us from Washington. One thing that I think surprised a lot of people is the extent that the government is using outside contractors to fulfill some of these intelligence gathering missions.
Yeah, Bill, and for me, that's maybe one of the more worrisome developments. We're now seeing where almost 30% of our intelligence force works outside the federal government as consultants for firms like Booz Allen, which frankly made almost all of its profits off of this kind of work last year. So Booz Allen and other consulting groups, I think it raises a lot of questions about the propriety of bringing the private marketplace into intelligence work.
Will there be some oversight now, do you think, into, will Congress take a look, maybe a harder look now at these contractors?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have hearings, as we sometimes do. These things pop up and you have a flurry of activity. But, you know, Bill, in the intelligence world, it's very, very difficult to peer through it and see the truth. And it's very difficult for members of Congress, because even when they find something that they think is wrong, how are they going to get that information out to the public without violating oaths which they've taken? So, and it, the ultimate protection we have is who we elect to office. And that is why it is so important, and we keep going back and forth over it on this show, that our students get back into civics. They understand the importance of elective office, that that is our ultimate protection against the kinds of abuses that could occur.
Terry Bracey, out of time. Thank you very much. Always informative, giving us a little bit of an education on the intelligence gathering community and its massive size, the way it has grown, as you say, even since certainly the mid-70s and since 9/11, it's really grown. Terry, have a great week. Thank you.
My pleasure, and don't roast.
We'll try not to. In fact,
okay.
if you want to cool off, my suggestion to the Buckmaster Show listeners, if you want to go someplace that is pretty much guaranteed to be 15 degrees cooler, I suggest heading over to visit my friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours over to Silver City. So much going on. Historic downtown Silver City. One of America's top 100 arts communities. They've got their big Silver City Clay Festival, all about pottery, July 27th through August the 4th. You can stay at many fine places in the area. Axel Canyon Preserve, Bear Paw Ranch, and Buckhorn RV Park. More information at southwestnewmexico.org. Shelley Fishman and the Tuesday Moneymaker Report is next.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're?
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're?
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Bader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Well, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman is with us. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report at about 12:21. Every Tuesday we welcome Shelley to the Buckmaster Show microphones. And we are talking today, well, we're going to talk a little bit about retirement. But before we do that, let's get the bad news out of the way. The market's been struggling, I guess that's the best.
Yeah, the market's down about 70 points right now and about 0.5%. And the bond market also doesn't know what it's doing right now. It's kind of discouraging because there doesn't seem to be any specific reason. I mean, we had a pretty good jobs report on Friday. The market's still in very, very good shape, you know, in terms of where we started the year and where we are right now. But the Asian markets have been a little unsettled. The Bank of Japan makes some I think disappointing decisions from the perspective of the Japanese investors, and you know, China is still somewhat slower than I think they want it to be, and you know, Europe has had some lukewarm news, and so all of those things, plus the fact that the market is oversold and probably higher than it should be, is creating uncertainty and a lot of volatility in the equity markets. But what's disturbing again is this bond market thing, where money is coming out of the bond market, going into equities. Then when equities start selling off, it's not going back into the bond market. It's staying on the side. So I think we're going to look back at this June and say it was kind of a shakeout month.
Mm. Well, usually when the bond market goes down, stocks kind of go up. Isn't that kind of the way?
They traditionally have worked opposite each other.
Yeah, but this time
it's not working that way this week.
At least today, anyway.
Yeah, we need the models to go back to their historical norms.
As a certified financial planner, one of the most challenging issues that you deal with is retirement and how much money a retiree really needs to have to enjoy a decent lifestyle, a good lifestyle. The Sunday New York Times business section had an interesting article by Jeff Summer. Jeff's article was, "For retirees, a million-dollar illusion.
Right. So nothing new in this article. First of all, Jeff did not come up with any revelations. However, from time to time, it's good to take a look at the reality testing of what it is you need to maintain your lifestyle as you move into retirement. Let's just arbitrarily call that age 65, and are looking forward to 25 or maybe even 30 years of unemployment. And so where Jeff Sommer starts this thing is he's saying, look, remember in 1953 a movie called How to Marry a Millionaire. Well, okay, that was a great thing. You got $1 million, you marry a millionaire. Well, the equivalent of that in today's dollars is, what would you guess?
Okay, the equivalent of $1 million in today's dollars, I would say maybe $650,000.
Go the other way. In other words, how much do you need to have the equivalent of $1 million in today's dollars?
Probably about $3 million.
8.7.
Oh my goodness.
So to be, you say, how much money do you need? Well, you need a lot. Most of us don't have $8.7 million. Most of us don't need $8.7 million to maintain a lifestyle. Now, that depends on the lifestyle. But if you're flying up to Vail, Colorado, in your own helicopter, because you have a large A-frame on the slopes, you probably aren't worried about retirement. You're probably going to be okay. For the mortals among us, the question is, really, how much can you take out of a retirement account starting at age, say, 65, and have some confidence that you won't outlive your money? The accumulated wisdom in the financial community is 4% is where you would start. So if you had $1 million in retirement savings, that would be about $40,000 a year, keeping in mind that you have to increase that every year to account for inflation. So $40,000 a year on top of, let's say, $25,000 in Social Security is $65,000 a year. Now, if you're living on $65,000 a year, guess what? Bingo, $1 million is going to do it for you. But my guess is you're probably living on more than that. If you're in your prime working years, let's say both of you in the family are working. And so it raises the question of, gosh, how can I invest that $1 million or whatever my nest egg is and stay ahead of inflation? And traditionally that's been, and we're going to circle right back to where we started, traditionally that's been the bond portfolio, because that portfolio is very conservative and normally throws off more interest and dividends than inflation. Unfortunately, where we are with interest rates right now, a bond portfolio doesn't necessarily do that. And so it's been increasingly difficult to invest that portfolio in a way that will assure that you're going to be where you need to be. And so you've got to get into equities, and therefore you have to have some appetite for risk. And so it's very difficult for today's conservative investor to, who's on the margin, who's got $700,000-$800,000, wants to maintain their lifestyle going into retirement. Very difficult to make those choices.
And there are so many issues concerning age. The sooner you start saving, the better.
Oh, absolutely. If the minute you're out of your crib, start doing what you see those ads on TV, the Ameritrade, the mm-hmm. little kid, start saving. 10% of your gross, of every gross you get, should be saved.
So the lifestyle, if you were saying it was that movie, How to Marry a Millionaire, was what, the 50s?
In 1953. Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, it was before my time.
Oh, of course. But my goodness, that million, it would be how to marry a someone that's got $8.7 million. Shelley, I know you're always welcoming consultations with new clients. Best way is probably how?
Through the BuckmasterShow.com website. Go there, hit the link to me, and I'll call you back.
All right, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner with our Tuesday Money Maker Report. Have a great week, Shelley.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A violent scene in Turkey's capital, Istanbul, where protesters have swarmed back into a central square by the thousands. They've been met by riot police firing water cannons and tear gas. An attack on a police station in the center of the Syrian capital has left 14 people dead. The Senate's top Republican says the National Security Agency surveillance programs that were disclosed last week are illegal and have been given rigorous oversight. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg proposing removable flood walls for much of Lower Manhattan, as well as a permanent 15 to 20-foot levee in parts of Staten Island, as well as a system of gates and levees at a Brooklyn Creek, all to protect the city from major flooding. Wall Street, the Dow down 78 points. The NASDAQ is off 24. More details at srnnews.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? Well, not all news is good news. You know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We're watching Tucson.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, another warm day. Warm. How about another hot day in Tucson, Arizona in June? But that's what we expect because it's got to get hot before the cooling rains will come. It is time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, where we focus on technology in the workplace. Our technology series presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com. And joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Pam Krim. Pam is Director of Sales for Cox Business here in Southern Arizona. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing very well. You look cool, calm, and collected, and that's about all any of us can ask in June in Tucson.
You're very generous. You're very generous. It's getting hot out there for sure.
Downtown Tucson is booming. Things really are looking good after many years where people were saying, well, when are we going to start to see something happen in downtown Tucson? It's happening.
Exactly. You know, one of the first things that when I was fortunate enough to take the position as the director of Cox Business in Southern Arizona, first thing my executive out of Phoenix asked me is, could you weigh in on downtown and whether we should invest in it? And I really feel like this is the time. We are investing, we're investing several millions of dollars in Southern Arizona in general, but there's a real emphasis right now for Cox Business Investments for downtown. The infrastructure with a lot of the new developments, such as the new boutique hotels that will be going in, some of the connection high-speed lounges and workspaces that will be available, as well as the student housing, they're huge consumers of technology. And so we have decided to invest several millions, as well as do couple of dozen different builds in that area.
You know, when people knocked Rio Nuevo a lot, Pam, they said that they didn't really see anything for their dollars, but a lot of infrastructure had to go in to getting us to where we are right now, stuff that people didn't see.
Exactly. And, you know, what we did, it's been a real interesting project. I've really enjoyed it. I've lived here 18 years. I feel as close as a native as all of those that are natives will allow me to feel. But we have gone through the entire downtown area, looked where we needed to expand. Literally, I've walked it and driven almost every inch of downtown in order for us to fill in our network. And that's been where we've put in the dozens of builds and projects in place. Around what we know, and the city's been working very closely and very supportive of us, to really kind of know where all the development's going to go in. We also work with the Downtown Partnership and many other groups within the downtown to kind of have a crystal ball where we need to be and where we need to invest the dollars.
How is this expansion different for Cox Business?
Well, traditionally, I'm sure many of the listeners are aware that we look at individual builds or individual complexes in buildings, and we figure out the return on our investment and the value that we can bring to our customer. In this instance, we've evaluated it from a much higher level, a global level financially, and we're willing to take the risk to just go in and build it to all of these areas, knowing that the demand will be there. Not necessarily all right up front. We understand that. We understand that downtown's development will take a number of years and months in order to complete, but we have great confidence in what's going on with the signals that we've seen with downtown. And again, the city has worked very closely. They've been a great partnership with us to help us keep things moving and give us the insight to how we want to do this development calendar.
So you work very closely with the business owners, and they're probably keeping
keeping a close eye to see whether you're going to build out to them.
Yes, we work with the business owners, and okay. we work with the developers, and we work with the architects. That's how you can get kind of the crystal ball of what's going to happen.
And how does it work? I mean, how do you... It seems like it's just such a monumental task, this build-out. I mean, you have to, obviously, there's a lot of planning that goes into
it. There's a lot of planning, and my hat goes off to all the folks that are at Cox who do our permitting, our building, our construction, as well as many of our contractors that we employ here in Southern Arizona. It is a long process, arduous process, to make sure that we have hit every single piece of the process, meaning the permitting piece, the easement piece, what do we do when we get to the private property, working with the landlords of the building, because those folks aren't necessarily those of the tenants. Mm-hmm. So it is very complicated. And I believe very strongly at Cox we figured that out. And so we have a very in-depth, step-by-step process that we walk through. And that's why it takes months and months to prepare for a project like this. I've been working on this project for over a year.
Wow.
And we will start our construction very aggressively in the July timeframe.
And a client, let's face it, a client wants reliability. They
exactly.
want to know that they're going to have the network there. They want reliability, and they want technical support.
Right. And we're fortunate. We have a great support group here within our community and also in Phoenix, and we have 24/7 tech support. A lot of people don't know that Cox Business has 23,000 miles of network across our state of Arizona.
Wow.
Something that really kind of floored me when I got involved with the organization.
And you have a large employee task force here. You're a big economic generator.
We employ over 400 people. I got the numbers this morning.
Wow.
Here in the Southern Arizona, and that includes Sierra Vista and Douglas as well, and Benson, as well as the greater Tucson area.
And those are all areas that can pick up our show, because KVOI has the strongest of the news talk signals, so people listen to us routinely in Cochise County, where Cox has a strong presence.
Absolutely. We've enjoyed a great history in Cochise County.
So overall, you're talking about community investment has been substantial.
You know, I'm very proud to be part of the Cox family, and one of the things that, as I was researching opportunities for myself and for others, that really was outstanding was that we actually invest over $1 million to our community. And I'm very proud of that. And you always hear of companies saying they're going to do that. We are actually doing it, and we live those values every day.
Pam, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Pam Krim, Director of Sales, Business Director for Cox Business in Southern Arizona, our technology series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. And once again, one of those figures Pam was talking about, 99.99% reliability network with 24/7 tech support. And that really sells itself right there, really screams out at you. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Kennedy.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Bader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer, too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Welcome back. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging you to enjoy the benefits of a Fox Theater membership. The Fox will present Grammy Award winner Cyndi Lauper in her She's So Unusual tour, June 23rd, the quintessential girl who wants to have fun. Lauper has evolved into a multifaceted performer who continually thrills her fans with new creative projects. More information and tickets, see Cyndi Lauper on June 23rd. Call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Now it is time for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly and Buckmaster Show arts contributor, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you? Trying to stay cool?
Trying, Bill, not succeeding.
Staying, going to galleries where the air conditioning is working very well.
Yes, that's a good thing to do. And, you know, the Center for Creative Photography I have tested this is the coldest gallery in town, and it's free.
It is. There you go. Another place that probably has very good air conditioning. You don't write about the air conditioning in the upcoming Tucson Weekly, but you do write about a show that is free at the Davis Dominguez Gallery.
Right. Yeah. Every summer they do a very fun show with a great name, Small Things Considered, the Small Works Invitational. And they invite about 80 artists, most of them, you know, pretty well known in Tucson, to contribute very, very tiny works. You know, you've got a Jim Wade there with a little tiny watercolor. People like that who usually paint big, they go small for this show. And I always have a lot of fun with this show because it's just, you know, it's kind of a lighthearted thing. And so I award prizes to different artworks in kind of crazy categories. This year I noticed that Mike Dominguez, proprietor, pointed out to me many of the works are about birds.
So it's Year of the Bird.
Yeah, Year of the Bird. We have a wonderful dead bird from Mark Rossi. It's a bronze bird lying there, dead as can be, on his side. We've got really nice painting by Charlotte Bender. I gave her the award for Best Live Bird.
Mm.
Beautifully painted little birds with butterfly wings, you know, polka dotted wings. One of them flying with the Catalina Mountains in the background. I like that one a lot.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's big, too. So it's sort of like a catalog of all the different styles of Tucson, you know, but they're all small, so you can move through it pretty readily. It's not like a big museum exhibition.
Davis Dominguez Gallery downtown. For folks who haven't been there, they've been doing this summer show for a long time, haven't they?
Oh, gosh, what were we up to? I think
21 years, something
yeah,
like
the
that.
21st, yeah, so... Yeah, and I think I created my contest about 10 years ago. I call it the sizes because they have to be a small size.
Oh.
And they can get pretty silly.
Well, there'll be about 80. Is that right? 80 artists involved?
Yes, 80 artists, 80 artworks.
Wow, very nice.
But as I say, it's fun to just move on through and see, you know, many, many different media. We have, you know, etchings. We have a lot of glass this year. Tom Philibon's got a nice glass on the wall. You know, he's usually glasses, sculptural works on a platform, but these are new, sort of more almost like paintings made of glass. So you can see lots of different experiments.
Small Things Considered, the 21st Small Works Invitation, Davis Dominguez Gallery through June 29th. Also, there's a nice art show up at the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Right. Now, doesn't that sound like a nice place to go in these hot days?
Yeah.
Such always, you step into the Tucson Botanical Gardens up there at Alvernon near Grant. You're going into a forest that's many degrees cooler than the desert outside and the roadways outside. And they have a wonderful little space in there in the old house in Porter Hall where they show art. And this time, it seems fun. I think I'm probably going there this week. A young painter named Jenny Day. She's a grad student at the U of A. And the pictures she sent me, you know, large-scale paintings that look sort of half-abstract, half-realistic, just seem quite nice. It's called These Trace Remains, going through the end of June. And she's been invited to show at Joseph Gross later in the summer. So suddenly this young woman's career is blooming.
All right. Their opening is June 20th at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, 5 to 8 in the evening in Porter Hall. And if you're looking for a nice air-conditioned venue, how about theater?
Absolutely. The theaters are very good. You know, they crank on that air.
Oh, yeah.
So one play at the Cabaret Theater in the Temple of Music and Art is being presented opening this weekend by Winding Road Theater Ensemble, which is a quite ambitious little company here in town. They often do premieres, and this one is not a premiere, but the Arizona premiere of a kind of a wacky play called The Altruist. It's by a playwright named Nikki Silver, New Yorker, born in Philadelphia, where I'm from. I'm always proud to say that. And it's a play about a bunch of young radicals, but I guess it's a black comedy, pretty funny, about they're disorganized and demented, according to one reviewer.
Well, that sounds like it's good enough to get me into the theater.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to caution you, Bill. I went to an Irish music show at the Cabaret Theater last summer, in this kind of very hot weather.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever been so cold in my life.
I didn't bring a sweater
or a jacket.
There you go. Margaret
Regan. Forewarned is forearmed.
Margaret Regan all bundled up in an Irish sweater in June in Tucson. That preview performance Thursday, June 13th.
Uh-huh.
That is this Thursday at 7:30 in the evening. The opening night is Friday, June the 14th.
Right.
Moving right along, let's skip over to literature.
Oh, yes, this is going to be a fun thing, the Bloomsday celebration. You know, we have a lot of authentic Irish people here in town, Bill, who are, you know, from the old sod themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lots of these funny little activities, and I have been invited to this one to read something from my own writings on Irish immigrants to Arizona. So that should be fun. It's this Sunday, the 2013 Tucson Bloomsday celebration. over at the VFW post on Spanish Trail on the east side of town. And you may know that Bloom's Day is a national holiday in Ireland, and it commemorates James Joyce's book Ulysses, The Walk of Leopold Bloom Around Dublin All in One Day, because that's the framework for Ulysses. It all takes place on this single day, and we hear about Leopold Bloom. So these Irish people in Tucson have a traditional Irish celebration of readings and recitations of poetry, and you may be sure that there will be plenty of song. It's a very fun event.
That sounds very fun. 2 p.m. to 4:30 at the VFW post on East Old Spanish Trail. Keeping with our air conditioning venues, Fox Tucson Theater has very good air conditioning, and you can check out a fun place to go to a movie.
Yeah, right. You know, it's always fun to go there because it makes you feel like you're in one of the old-time movie theaters, which, of course, is what the Fox Tucson Theater was originally. And a beautiful theater it is. So they do old-timey movies. This one is not quite so old-timey. 1989, Field of Dreams, the classic movie about a guy building a baseball field in a cornfield in Iowa with Kevin Costner. And it, you know, got a lot of Academy Award nominations. Anyway, I'm not sure it got any, but that's a fun event. You can go there Saturday night at 7:30 or Sunday at 2 and see that old movie.
And, of course, also the Cinema La Placita is back for the summer.
Yeah, as you know, I'm a very big fan of that. You go down there on a Thursday evening. They do it every Thursday all summer long. And I think that one's just $3, plus it comes with popcorn. So this week's movie is What's Up, Doc?
Oh.
Thursday night at 7:30. That's 1972. Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill, a very funny movie. And then next week, The Philadelphia Story. Classic story of the Philadelphia Main Line with Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, and James Stewart.
We've got some music as well, the Rialto.
Yes, and I have tickets to this one, Bill.
Good for you.
Yeah, Iris Dement, who is a, I guess you'd call her a singer-songwriter, but she's kind of in the old-timey tradition. She has a spectacularly beautiful voice. She was in the movie A Songcatcher, which is a great movie about people going up into the Appalachians to collect songs from these old traditional singers who were kind of isolated from the outside society. And she plays one of those people and sings on a front porch in a cabin in the Appalachians. That's where I first found out about her. Just a spectacular voice. I understand she's quite shy, and she gets embarrassed in performance, so you have to sort of sit there and root for her and wait for her to sing, and then you'll reward it with that voice.
So it's really quite an effort, I guess, for her to go out there on stage in front of a live audience.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. My husband went to see her. I guess she was at the temple here a few years ago, and he said she's quite shy. But once she gets going and she'll sit down at the piano, if she doesn't have to look at the audience, she feels better.
Okay, that's Thursday, June 20th, 7:30 in the evening at the Rialto Theater. What about the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum? It's always fun on Saturday night to go out there when things start to cool down a little bit.
Right, yeah. This is a great thing to do, adults. It's a great thing to do with kids. You know, the Desert Museum is a wonderful place, and it's so fun to be out there after dark, and they capitalize on what animals do after dark. One time I went there, they had one of those black light screens with bugs all over it, and you could see the beautiful colors in the black bugs' wings. They do stuff with bats. Now, this Saturday night, they do this every Saturday night all summer, and they have a theme each week, and this week is going to be all about bats and family astronomy night. So if you want to you want to learn about bats, I'm sure they'll be showing you some bats. You'll be able to see some bats flying around. They're going to have viewing telescopes to look at our starry skies and a lot of astronomers there to give you advice. And since this is an arts report, I have to tell you that there's going to be a flute circle. We're going to have 3 North American flute circles, whatever those are, I guess little flute performing groups.
Wow. To welcome in the summer solstice.
yeah. So they're going to be out there in the dark playing their flutes while you look at bats and stars.
All right. Margaret Regan, always a pleasure from the Tucson Weekly. Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome, Bill. See
All
you
right.
next time.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, where members enjoy a variety of benefits, including member pre-sale ticketing, appearing on June 23rd at Cyndi Lauper. June 28th, Air Supply, and coming in July, Happy Together, starring Flo and Ed, Chuck Negron, Gary Plunkett and the Union Gap, Mark Lindsay, and Gary Lewis and the Playboys. To view the full Fox Theater schedule and purchase tickets, 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Lots going on this summer at the Fox Tucson Theater. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan, for all of your residential and commercial water needs. Our thanks to the people at Culligan. All of our guests receive a bottle of Culligan water, in-studio guests, that is. Buckmaster Show, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. John C. Scott on this very radio station, 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.